Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Stuart Young, author of Do You Hate Your Job? Since we're at the time of year when we typically reflect on the past year and make resolutions for the coming year, this is a perfect time to decide that 2014 is the year that you will love your job or leave it. And Stu is going to share his own story with us and give you some tips to help you in your own situation. Plus, he'll be giving away free copies of his book to everyone, so stay tuned to find out how to get yours. But first, as we always do on Tuesdays, we're going to start the show with a healing meditation. And since today is New Year's Eve and we're on the brink of moving into a brand new year, today what I want to do is I want us to just focus on sending peace and love throughout the world to everyone, every living being, every location throughout the world. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. And just visualize peace and love. One more deep breath in and release that. Thank you. So I want to tell you about some changes that are coming to the show schedule for the Laura Longley Show. This is going to be the last Tuesday show that I'm going to do, and it kind of came about very quickly. But I have so much going on for the new year that doing two shows a week really was just too much. And so I'm going to continue with doing the Monday show, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, but beginning in January, no more Tuesday show. But instead of the Tuesday show, what I am going to be doing is I'm starting a new show on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me again, The Laura Longley Show is the name of the show. And that is going to be an all call-in show on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And I chose to make it on the weekend so that people could call in. And it's really going to be focused on, I'll give a little tip at the top of the hour. And then it's just going to be you calling in for guidance and wisdom for issues that you might have. And it's going to start this very next coming Sunday, which is January 5th. So I really hope to, quote unquote, see you there. I also want to let you know that I'm kicking off 31 days of authentic change, and you can sign up to receive an email every day for 31 days in your email inbox that will give you a practice to do that day that will take 15 minutes or less of your time. That's going to get you on the path to shifting your life to more of what you want in 2014. The statistics are that 8% of people keep their New Year's resolutions. So if you want to increase the odds or put yourself in that 8%, then this is a great way to do it because you get a reminder every single day and something new to do that's kind of a progression that leads you towards really making big changes in your life. So you can sign up for that at the website, thelauralonglyshow.com or yourauthenticwisdom.com. In the banner at the top of the page is the sign up for that. And since I'm kicking off the new year with authentic change wisdom, I want to share more about how to create authentic and lasting change during today's light bulb moment. So I'll be sharing some of the practices that I also share in the 31 days emails, but I'm going to be talking a little bit about what it really takes to create change that is going to last in your life. So be sure and stay tuned for the light bulb moment later in the hour. Well, I'm excited to introduce Stuart. He was on the show back in July, and we really had a fun time. We laughed a lot, and I know we're going to laugh a lot today, even though we're talking about hating your job. But let me introduce Stuart to you. Stuart Young was stuck in a dead-end job himself 10 years ago. A good job, but one that took up to 60 hours a week and constantly interfered with his personal time with his daughter. He felt like he had no options. He had chest pains daily and found himself moaning to anyone and everyone that would listen. That all changed in a half-hour conversation. The catalyst was one question followed by a four-word answer embedded within a 15-minute mental exercise. From that moment on, he gained a new perspective, which set him free. Stuart's first book, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, came from that experience, and he now applies those same principles specifically to loving your job in his latest book, Do You Hate Your Job? Let's welcome Stuart Young to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Stu.
Hi, Laura. How you doing? Really good to be here.
I am well, and I'm so excited for you to be here on New Year's Eve. And since you're in the UK, it's later in the evening, so you're giving up part of your New Year's Eve to spend it with us, but I'm grateful that you're here.
I'm glad to be here. It's nearly just under 3 hours until midnight, so there's still some time.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to be at midnight on the show and you'll have to miss that really important one moment.
No, I'm going to try and cram another couple of bottles of wine. Oh, glasses of wine.
So when you were on the show in July, it was talking about your book, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. And we talked about how that book came about. And that really was a seminal moment in your life that kind of shifted everything for you. And now this new book around job is you taking that same experience and really seeing how it shifted your life in your job world as well.
Yeah, that's right. Because the way back when that aha moment happened to me about 10 years ago, pretty much the first thing that I changed was my job situation. So this new book, you know, the first book, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, was kind of revisiting what that catalyst was and what other people's catalysts might be. And this book is going into the new year with this idea that we don't always have to be stuck in a job that we don't like. And there's lots of reasons why we might not like it. It might be the company we're working for. It might be the job we're doing. It might be the colleagues that we're working with, or it might be that it's completely the wrong industry to be in for us. So there's lots of different reasons. I'm exploring how you actually identify what it is about your job that you don't like, because it was the first thing that I changed.
Right. So let's back up to what led you to, at this point, now write the book about job and hating your job or loving your job. Was there something in particular that really brought it up for you at this point?
Yeah, I think it's just like on my blog and my Facebook page, just interacting and talking with people that are following and commenting. This is the subject that keeps coming up. And then I saw an article on the Huffington Post, and Deloitte had done a study, and it showed that, I can't remember what the figure was, but it was something like 80% of people don't like their job. And for me, that was like a massive alarm bell went off. And I was like, wow, all these people have been saying this all this time. But seeing this article showing this huge figure has really kind of like, you know, put a light bulb moment in my own head that this is something that people are struggling with. And I know how to deal with that because I've been through it myself. I'm not saying I've got all the answers.
Right,
but
sure.
I certainly have some of the answers, and a lot of them have worked for me, and they might work for other people.
Well, and, you know, I can relate to that, too, because I've been through this myself as well. I had my own aha moment. Let's see, it'll be in the spring, it'll be 8 years when mine occurred, and around career. And since then, I've done a fair amount of career coaching with people to try and help them also decide whether they should stay or go. But lots of times figuring out what it is that they really want to do. But your book is really, it doesn't make the preconception that you have to leave your job in order to be happy.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So many people just need to change something about how their job happens with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It might be their interactions with certain colleagues. It might be interactions with a superior. It might be the fact that they're in the wrong company. They like their job, but they're just in the wrong company. They can still do that job. They just have to find another company. But there's so many different facets. And a lot of the time, it's down to us. We are the ones holding ourselves back. We are the ones that are creating part of our suffering in that job position. So we have to kind of be honest and recognize that part of us as well and see what role we're playing in that.
And that's a really important part, because no matter where you go, there you are. You're always there.
Yes.
And so, yes, we have to recognize that we do play a role in whatever experience that we're having and really look at that. And I love that you focus on that in the book. So we're coming up on needing to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what you learned going through the process yourself and some of the things that people can start to ask themselves that will lead them to either learning to love the job they have or deciding that they need to leave it. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took a...
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and you may be wondering why we're not playing my music during the breaks. Well, since this is my last day on the Tuesday show, I work with Brian on Tuesdays. You can say hello, Brian.
Hello. Hello, Laura and everybody.
And Brian has always teased me about my middle name, which is Lucille. And the song that he's been playing is Kenny Rogers, You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. So maybe during one of these breaks, we'll get to the chorus where that part goes. But I just thought I should clue people into why that music is playing. And it's just a fun thing for me and a nice way for Brian to say goodbye to me. So I appreciate it. So today we're talking with Stuart Young, author of Do You Hate Your Job? And what we're talking about is how you really can make whatever your job situation is better, whether it means leaving your job or staying in the one that you have. And Stu, I'd really love if you would share with people, you know, what you kind of figured out about how you knew that you were in the wrong job and that you really needed to do something different.
Yeah. Totally. In the book, I mention 8 circumstances that became obvious to me that I was in the wrong job. Not that this is going to be the same with everybody else, but this is what was happening with me. I found that I was short-tempered a lot of the time, not just at work, just like continually all the time throughout the day and the evening. I had no clarity about my future. I just didn't know where I was going next. I felt frustrated most of the time with no clear understanding of why I was frustrated. I felt stuck. I mean, crikey, how many people out there feel stuck, right? I mean, that's an obvious one. I didn't know which way to turn. So I was just like, I'm really just going around in circles here. I really dreaded going to work every single day because within half hour of walking in that door, I knew I was going to have anxiety pains in my chest.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? And I did that for years and just accepted it as part of, this is just part of the job, you know. And I'm not a worrier, but I was having those kinds of worrying thoughts, and I thought this is not me. I don't do this, and I just felt like a huge bundle of potential all tied up in a knot. I knew I could do something. I knew I wanted more. I just couldn't seem to unravel myself to find out how to go about doing that. And lastly, I was getting older, and I had no savings, no investments, and no pension. Situation sorted out and no obvious prospects in front of me. And when I sort of like put all those together, I realized that, you know, I am totally stuck here. I need something to change. And that's when that change happened for me, thankfully, after a long time. I mean, this was going on for a few years.
And the change that happened was you.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I got to say, I had some help with that. And within that little 15-minute exercise that you spoke about at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
A little mental exercise which changed my mindset. This is the big thing. It's all about the mindset that you have. And my mindset changed from one setting to another setting in that small amount of time. And wow, what a radical change. Within 3 months, my whole life was upside down in the best way possible. So,
and do you feel like, because I don't know, you know, the details of your story in that 3 months, but was that all about choices you made, or did things happen that were, that you wouldn't consider things that you controlled happening?
Well, here's the great thing about serendipity. From my perspective, when things start to happen in your favor and it seems like, wow, luck is just falling into place left, right, and center. Well, if I look back on it, what I find is that I just started noticing opportunities that were there.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't that they just suddenly appeared. They were there. I just wasn't noticing them. I wasn't acting on any of them. And so when I started making better decisions faster, which was my catalyst, that was the key thing for me.
Right.
I noticed that my decisions led somewhere. Now, they didn't all lead to great places. But the thing is, when I could see that the decision I just made wasn't working out, I quickly made another decision. And, you know, slowly but surely, I would, you know, course correct, and the decisions would all add up. And cumulatively, good things were starting to happen. And eventually my decisions were getting better and better. It's like an exercise muscle, you know. When you make more decisions, they just get better. When you just get better at it, the more you do of it.
Well, and I think that, you know, and I think that this is a key that I want people to really hear also, is that the thing that you said that you would make your life better when you did this little exercise with this hypnotist was to make better decisions quicker. Is that correct?
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But what you told me, and I don't remember if this was on the show or if at some point when we were talking offline from the show, but what you told me is it wasn't even about making better decisions. It was about making quicker decisions. And then that rolled into, because you wouldn't just, you know, allow yourself to wallow in a bad decision you'd made, you choose something else, then that led to the learning that comes from making more decisions.
Yeah, I think as I reflect back on it, that's what we discussed. And I noticed that it mm-hmm. wasn't so much that I could make better decisions, because we don't know what a better decision is. We can
right.
only make decisions and then look back afterwards and understand whether it was a good or a bad thing. So you're
exactly
right.
And I want people to hear that, because I think that at least my experience with people I've worked with has been that a lot of people have a lot of fear about making a change because they're afraid they're going to make the wrong decision.
Mm.
And I want people to hear that just because you choose this right now doesn't mean that it's forever.
That's
you can
right.
always choose something else if that doesn't work out.
That is it. That is such a great point, Laura, because that is it. It's all about the choices, and we are continually making choices, and even not doing anything is a choice.
Right, exactly.
So you're absolutely spot on. It was just constantly making decisions that led me to better results.
Right, because you weren't allowing yourself to be stuck. So even if you chose something that was completely ridiculous, at least it was something different than
yeah,
what you didn't like, right?
So much of it was, I was just stuck in the fear of making the wrong decision that I didn't mm-hmm. make any.
Right.
And when it got to that point where I was like, right, I'm just going to make decisions, and whatever happens, happens. I'll just have to deal with it. Well, the fear just diminishes. I'm not saying it goes away. It doesn't go away, but it certainly gets smaller. It's a bit like, you know, as a child, you're afraid of the dark. And then when you realize there's nothing in the dark, as you get older, your fear of the dark diminishes because you keep exposing yourself to the dark.
Right.
And you keep exposing yourself to decisions. Eventually, the fear of making decisions that end in failure diminishes because you realize, you know what, I can just change that decision the next day.
Exactly. Exactly. Plus, you get evidence for that you can make good decisions too, right?
You, yeah.
as long as you're not making any decisions, you have no evidence one way or the other, and you can let the fear rule you. But once you start making some decisions, you have some evidence like, oh, yeah, that was a good choice. I'm not that bad at this.
Yeah, I can actually do this. Look, see, yeah. I do make some good decisions.
Exactly. And when I don't, it doesn't kill me. I'm still here.
Yeah, that's a brilliant association, isn't it? When I make a bad one, I'm not, you know, it's not life or death for me.
Exactly. Exactly. So why don't you share a little bit about the book itself and what is it that the book is going to teach people or help them with so that people can know if this is a good book for them?
Okay. Well, as you said right at the beginning, the subtitle to this book, Do You Hate Your Job? The subtitle is How to Decide If You Can Fall Back in Love with Your Job or Whether It's Time to Quit. So it's about figuring out, is this for you or isn't it? As you said, you don't always have to change your job, even if you think that you don't like it. So the five major things that I want to help people with in this book is, number one, identify, are you in the wrong job? Number two, understand what your options are if you think you are. Number three, the best way to make a big decision, because it is a big decision to leave a job or to even to change the way that you are within your job can sometimes be a really big decision because you might have to go to your boss and ask for a raise or go to your boss and say, I can't work with that person or in that department or something like that. Number four, what your fears and doubts are based on. And number five, how changing your mindset is really the way to plan ahead. You've got to start with your mindset because if you can't get your mindset clicked into a different phase, you can't do any of the other things.
Absolutely true. That is so important. I actually would put that number one on the list, right? How changing your mindset will help you because you've got to do that before you can do any of these other things. I think that's really a great point. Well, before we head into our next break, Stu, why don't you share with people where they can find you? And when we come back, we're going to tell people how they can get the book for free. But for now, why don't you just share with people where they can find you and where they can find your other book?
Well, the best place to find me is my blog. So it's www.howtochangeyourlifeblog.com. And when they go there, they'll see a little sign up bit on the right hand side, which is called Sign Up for My Ponders. And they can either just subscribe to the blog or they can sign up for those ponders. And that will immediately put them onto a list of, you know, the group. And that group will be everybody on that group will get the option to get the book for nothing.
Okay.
And if they were interested in the How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time.com, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, the best place to go and get it is Amazon, and just put the title in and it will find it immediately. Maybe put my name next to it, Stuart Young, and it will find it immediately.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about things that you can start to do right now to improve your job situation. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Over, I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 400...
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, on the Laura Lucille Longley Show. My guest today is Stuart Young, author of Do You Hate Your Job? And Stu, tell me again the subtitle of the book, Do You Hate Your Job?
How to Decide If You Can Fall Back in Love with Your Job or Whether It's Time to Quit.
Very good, because there is a difference in that. So what are some things that you, or not some things, but some tips that you would give people who are listening right now about what they can start to focus on that will help them decide which it is for them?
You've got to evaluate what's going on in the job that's actually bothering you. You've got to identify what are the things that really kind of get me anxious or make me doubtful or make me angry or whatever they are. Just list them out. Because what you want to do afterwards is try and identify what the main reason is that you don't like your job.
I will throw in another one that was one of my key issues in my old career was I felt bored.
Bored, crikey, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a similar one to what I had. I felt like I had no creativity in the job that I had. So effectively that was like, I'm just going in, doing the job and then going home again. And there was nothing creative happening for me. I felt really stifled by that. And so it could be that, but for some people, it's just the money. You know, they're just not earning enough money doing that particular thing. So people really have to identify, because if the first thing that you think of is the money, it probably isn't the money. So you do need to do a bit of investigation into what are those things that are upsetting you. And then the book goes on to explain how you can identify whether those things are going to stop you being able to work in that place, in that environment, or whether you can actually do something about any of those things. So, you know, for instance, if it was the money, of course you can go and ask for a rise. If you don't get the rise, you've got to make a big decision. I've got to leave this job and go and find another job in the same industry, but in another company that pays more, or I've got to change what I do. So There's a bit of investigation to happen, but you know, you don't get anything without putting some effort in. This isn't like you're going to read this book and then within three pages, hey presto, there's a miracle answer. It's not like that.
Exactly, very true.
There's going to be some work to do, you know.
Right. Yes.
But people don't do it. Do you know what? Actually, I'd like to just go back for a second and talk about how you opened the show with that statistic of 8% of people will actually fulfill their New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
which
that.
Which actually means there's 92% of people that will actually fail their resolutions. And part of this show is about lasting change. And this is very relevant to the book as well. One way to make a resolution last is to reframe what it means to fail it. So, for instance, a really easy way to look at this is if you decided that you're going to quit smoking from New Year, okay, I'm going to quit smoking. And after 2 weeks, you start smoking again. You find yourself in a bar or in a situation where you normally smoke and you can't resist. Somebody offers you a cigarette, you start smoking. And then what normally happens from people that I've spoken to is they say, oh, well, that didn't last very long, did it? 2 weeks, never mind. I'm back on the fags again, you know, back on the cigarettes. So I failed. That resolution didn't work. And they start smoking again. Well, what they can do instead is reframe it and say, okay, I had a cigarette or I had five cigarettes or whatever it was. But you know what? They were the first five cigarettes I had in 2 weeks. That's a pretty good achievement considering I used to say, you know, smoke 20 a day or something.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. That's a great way to look at it.
That's a really good thing I've just done. I know what I'm going to do. Okay, I had five cigarettes, never mind. Now I'm going to try 3 weeks without anything. And then hopefully they can make that get last longer and longer and longer. So they don't see the smoking as a failure. They see that rather they see the 2 weeks of not smoking as a success. And so just by simply reframing what it means, a resolution can go from failing to continuing to succeed.
That's a great reframe on it. And it just reminded me, too, of there is another statistic, which is for breaking a habit like smoking, on average, it takes people 7 tries before they succeed in terms of that they never do it again.
Right.
And so that's another thing for people to remember, too, is that, you know, I mean, it's that old adage, right? If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Exactly. You know, you might jump out, you know, like now going to the changing your job, you might decide eventually that you're going to quit this job and go into another job. And when you get to that next job, it might be worse. Now, you might look at that as a failure. Oh, I should have just stayed at the old place. No, you shouldn't have just stayed at the old place. You just didn't make the best decision right now with this new place. Now you have to go through the process again, evaluate what your options are, and then make a decision to move again if necessary.
And I will throw in there that you learned something in that wrong choice, right?
Yeah. So you might have thought, oh, well, I moved because of the money and now I've gotten to this other job and, okay, the money's better, but the work conditions are much worse. So now you realize, actually, it's the money wasn't so important. Now when I make another decision, I won't base it purely on the money. So as you say, it's a learning process as you go through this thing. You know, you have to keep looking back and say, I managed to get the courage to quit that job. Okay, I found myself in a position that I still don't like. I'm going to do the same thing again. And I'll do it again if necessary and again if necessary. A bit like you did, didn't you? You had quite a lot of change happen.
Yes, I did. And what Stu's referring to is in my old career, when I went through the .com bust, I had 8 jobs in 5 years. So I kept doing it again. But the learning, I didn't get the learning I was really supposed to get until the very end. So I was persevering.
Yeah, we all learn eventually. So.
Yes, exactly. Well, I would hope we do anyway. Yeah. Some of us, it takes longer than others.
Certainly. So there's a lot going on in the book, and it will take somebody from A to Z. It will take them through all the different processes so they can figure this stuff out. And then by the time they finish the book, they will even have the capacity to understand how to make a good decision as well. So that they're not just guessing, they're not just panicking. They're actually doing this in a rational way.
And, you know, another thing that you and I talked about last week that I think would be great for people to hear about as well is that I was sharing with you that I'm considering, for the first time since I started my private practice 4.5 years ago, I'm considering getting a quote unquote real job. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One of them is financial. One of them is just from a social perspective. I feel kind of isolated. But, you know, there are several reasons for that. But up until maybe a month or so ago, I never, ever would have even considered that unless I was completely destitute. And what you and I talked about, you have a situation where you have a quote unquote real job, as well as this work you do around change. And I've encountered a lot of people where that is the case. And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that. It doesn't have to be black and white in terms of what we do or don't do for work.
Absolutely. I think people get this idea that certainly it's very vogue at the moment to be following your passion, isn't it? You know,
yes.
Find what your passion is and then make a living doing your passion. And people think, well, you know, my passion might be, I don't know, horse saddles or something like that, or, you know, something. How am I ever going to make money at that? I can't quit my day job and do that. So they don't bother. But actually, if they just figure out how many hours there are in a day, how much time they're spending working, how much time they're spending with other responsibilities they might have with their children or their spouse or everything else, they will find some amount of time in the day where they can dedicate it to investigating options that go down the road of doing that thing that they're quite passionate about or interested in. Because sometimes people aren't even passionate. They're just like, oh, I'm quite interested in that thing. And they don't know how passionate they might be until they actually try. So we can do things alongside the other things that we're doing, the other things that we have to do sometimes to pay the mortgage, to pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't have to quit everything in order to do something else. We can just do all sorts of things at the same time. We just have to manage our time better. So for me, yeah, I'm still running my own business, offline business, print buying business, and I'm doing this online project, which is helping people to change and change their mindset and you know, find fulfillment and contentedness. And I'm writing these books, but also on the other side, I'm a property investor, so I'm buying property and things like that, and I'm also an artist. So every now and again, every few months, I do quite a lot of painting for a particular show that the paintings show at. And people say to me, how do you get all this time to do all these things? And it's like that we all have 24 hours a day. It's just how we divide it up that's different.
And it's all how you choose to spend it, right?
That's exactly it.
You get to choose.
We get to choose. And sometimes there's quite a bit of learning involved. You know, the whole property thing for me, there was quite a lot of learning involved before I even did that. Because you can imagine that's a lot of money to try
yes.
and put in one place. And then if you don't do it properly, you could lose that. So you've got to be careful about it. You've got to make sure that you learn. That's why I said this book is not about a quick fix miracle, you know, 3-page book that's going
right.
to sort your whole life out. You've got to put the effort in. What the book does is it just guides you down, hopefully, the right path. It was the right path for me. And it might be the right path for many other people out there.
And, you know, this is a great place to wrap things up because it might be really a great tool for a lot of people. So can you share once again how people can find you and find the book?
Yep, I would say the best place to find me would be my blog, www.howtochangeyourlifeblog.com. And on there, they can subscribe, they can sign up for the Ponders, they can leave a comment, whatever they wish to do. And they will go onto my list. And then that way, they'll see the opportunity when the book comes out in a couple of weeks' time. They'll get a chance to get it for nothing. And if they're interested in my first book, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, go to Amazon, put How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, put Stuart Young on the end of that, and it will go to it immediately.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for spending New Year's Eve with us, Stu.
It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it.
Me too. And I wish you and your new wife, because you're newly married, a happy new year.
That was a great decision.
Yes, there we go. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Laura. Have a good new year.
Thank you. We're going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how to make authentic and lasting changes. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show and back with my regular music, but I appreciated the little shout out from Brian for my middle name earlier in the show. That was fun.
Oh, yes,
my guest
it was
today,
indeed.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, yes, it was indeed. I told you I was going to do that.
Yes, you did. And I said I would love for you to do that.
All righty.
I appreciate it.
Now, what do we got? What do we got to talk about to the fine people today?
My guest today was Stuart Young, author of Do You Hate Your Job? And you can find out more about Stu at howtochangeyourlifeblog.com. And if you sign up for his email list there, when the new book comes out, you will get an opportunity to get it for free. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. And beginning tomorrow, I will be posting 31 days of tips and practices for creating authentic change. And you can on Twitter, you can find me at Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had a lot of really great guests on the show, and you can listen to the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, then sign up for the weekly newsletter and you'll get the link to those written transcripts. And you can find that in the right sidebar on the page, thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, I said at the top of the hour that I was going to be talking during the light bulb moment about authentic and lasting change wisdom, because it's really on my mind with New Year's resolutions and with this program that I'm doing where I'm sending out practices each day for 31 days on how to create lasting change and authentic change. And I thought a good place to start in talking about this is to have a definition of some of these words. So what does authentic mean? If I'm going to have authentic change, what does that mean? Authentic is real or genuine, and these are definitions from the dictionary. Real or genuine, not copied or false, true and accurate. And for me, these are all things that come from within us. It's who we are as a real or genuine individual, soul, whatever word you want to use. And that is true and accurate about us. And wisdom, again, definition from the dictionary, wisdom is the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting. Insight. So if we combine authentic and wisdom together, what we get is true, what's true for us, leading us for lasting changes. And then change, the definition from the dictionary, is make or become different. And to me, that definition really means that it is lasting, because if I become different, it's not like I'm just putting on a mask that I can take off again. I have actually shifted in some way that is not going to just disappear. So make or become different. And so from all of this, lasting change comes from within. Authentic change comes from within. Wisdom is about using our authenticity and being able to discern what is true and right for us. And true change means that we become more authentic, because we become different, but the way in which we become different is to become more of who we really are. This is something that people sometimes struggle with, is if they feel like they need to make some changes that are really fairly deep changes for them, they feel like they're giving up a piece of their identity. And what I want everyone to understand, and this is something that I work on understanding myself on a regular basis too, is that when I choose to make those changes that require me to let go of part of who I thought I was, I'm not changing who I really am. I've always been the same soul from day one. But I have this personality laid on top of it, and I have these life experiences laid on top of that that have led me to perhaps behave or believe in certain ways that really are not authentic for me. So this lasting change comes from moving more in the direction of what is authentic for me or for you, for any of us. And some kind of quick things I'm going to touch upon around how to get started on change, which is becoming different. And some of these come from the practices that I'm sending out in the 31 days of authentic change wisdom. Write your vision for your life. And this is all about focusing on what you want to create without any sort of censorship or limitation, or worrying about how you're going to do it or what's feasible. It's really just writing, here is what I want my life to look like. And, you know, you can look at it as a complete fantasy exercise and not even believe that it's even possible. But that's where you start from, is in an ideal world, if anything was possible, here's what I would want my life to look like. And then we come back to our reality and we say, what am I grateful for right now? I don't have this ideal vision yet. But in this present moment, in my present circumstances, I have a lot to be grateful for. And by looking at what we're grateful for. I've talked about gratitude a lot in the last month or so, so you probably already have heard this a million times, but we then start focusing on what's right in our life. And so this is part of this mind shift that Stuart was talking about, where we start to look at things differently and see that we really have so much in our life that is right compared to what isn't right or what we would like to be different. And then after you've written your vision, you need to speak your vision. This is partly just talking out loud activates different parts of our brain, but it's also about starting to share with people who are safe, people that you know will support you, what it is that you would love for your life to look like. And when you have no clue of how to even put your first foot forward on that path, you ask questions of the universe. You ask, what else is possible? And you wait and see what shows up as what else is possible. You ask, how can it get any better than this? And you pay attention. You look for those answers showing up. Because as Stuart said, a lot of his problem in the past was that he missed opportunity because he didn't see it. We have to look for those opportunities. So that's what authentic and lasting change wisdom is about, and how you can get started with living the life that you really want to live. And so to that end, you might want to sign up to get the 31 Days of Authentic Change Wisdom. And you can do that by going to thelauralonglishow.com. Up in the banner at the top of the page, you'll see a link to go sign up for that. Or you can also sign up for it on Facebook. I have the link on Facebook as well. And on Facebook, you can find me by searching for Laura Longley or The Laura Longley Show. I also want to remind you that there are changes coming to the show schedule. Today is the last Tuesday show, and I'm sad I'm not going to be working with Brian anymore. But there is a new show starting this coming Sunday, January 5th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. And again, the name of the show will still be The Laura Longley Show. And this is an all-call-in show for you to get wisdom and guidance for any issues or problems that you're having in your life. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Stuart Young, for sharing such great information on how to love your job or decide to leave it. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into The Laura Longley Show, The Laura Lucia Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget about the new show on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Next Monday on The Transformation Talk Radio Show, I'll be talking with Alan Little about True Voice, his system for discovering your authenticity. I hope you can join us. Have a happy new year, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.